but we're recording it, so got it? Okay. All right. This is Wednesday. This is 2 days before the Passover. And so let's turn to Matthew chapter 26. Today it's only about 16 verses, so this is good. Matthew 26, we're going to start at verse 1. And it came about that when Jesus had finished all these words, he said to his disciples, "You know that after 2 days the Passover is coming, and the Son of Man is to be delivered up for crucifixion. Then the chief priests and the elders of the people were gathered together in the court of the high priest named Caiaphas, and they plotted together to seize Jesus by stealth and kill him. But they were saying, 'Not during the festival, lest a riot occur among the people.' Now when Jesus was in Bethany at the home of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster vial of very costly perfume, and she poured it upon his head as he reclined at the table. But the disciples were indignant when they saw this and said, 'Why this waste? For this perfume might have been sold for a high price and the money given to the poor.' But Jesus, aware of this, said to them, 'Why do you bother the woman? For she has done a good deed to me. For the poor you have with you always, but you do not always have me. For when she poured this perfume upon my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. Truly I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done shall also be spoken of in memory of her.' Then one of the 12, named Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, 'What are you willing to give me to deliver him up to you?' And they weighed out to him 30 pieces of silver. And from then on, he began looking for a good opportunity to betray him." Amen. So this is, yesterday was the action-packed day, right? Again, one of probably the most recorded day in the history of Jesus' life. And now the next day, it's seemingly really nothing is going on. But I want you to see something that you're not reading here today. You know, Monday, I asked you to spend some time in worship, right? Jesus came into the temple courtyards, cleaned up house, and he was reinstituting righteous worship. So I wanted you to spend some time in worship. Yesterday was a day of teaching. This was the end of his public ministry and getting very close to the end of his discipleship ministry with his apostles, with his disciples. And so it was a day of teaching. And so we asked you to spend some time reading the scriptures. Today, in Jesus' life, was a day of solitude. And you can't really read it in the text because it's talking about events surrounding Jesus. But what Jesus is doing there during this time is he took off. He spent some time away. He went to a quiet place and he prayed. And seemingly, you know, everything that happened after this point, you know, we can say it's as a result of him getting away with the Father. You know, it was a day of solitude. He was doing the most important thing that he could do. You know, action-packed ministry, finishes teaching, and now he was going back to draw resources again from the Father. He was getting alone with God. He quieted himself. He could hear the still small whisper of the Father, you know, over his life. And, you know, and you can imagine, you know, this dialogue that's happening. You know, the Lord is, you know, saying, you know, the Father is saying, "Son, you're on mission. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be tough, but you got to stay the course. You know, you have to continue on." You know, and we live in a society, we live in a culture, you know, here in Hong Kong, where, you know, solitude is you know, or quietness is just not one of the attributes that we think of Hong Kong. You know, stillness is what I think of Hong Kong. It just doesn't happen here, you know. And if you think in these terms, you know, how important it was for Jesus, you know, and you have to think in terms of where Jesus is at right now, right? I mean, he's got a few more days left to live, basically. You know, how important is solitude? It's so important that he takes a whole day and he sets aside himself and he spends time with the Father. You know, it's so important that he gets away from just throngs of people vying for his attention. So many needs out there. So many crippled people, so many lost people, you know, so many blind people, you know what I mean? So many religious leaders that need hearts to be changed. I mean, so many needs. But yet he recognized the first true need that he had, right? That if that doesn't happen, all these other needs don't happen. And he spent time with the Father. This is a really a pointed message for us, you know, here in Hong Kong. You know, there's a lot of needs out there. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things that we can get ourselves involved in, and all good things, not that they're bad things, right? You know, there's so many things that we need to be doing. You know, I mean, most guys sitting here, you know, some of you are house church leaders, some of you guys are in a house church, some of you guys are doing different ministries. You know, obviously you're working and these things are happening. There's so many things going out there, you know. The only way that those things get done is if you have the resources inside of you, right, to accomplish those things. How do you get those resources inside of you? You spend time with the Father. Right? You spend time with the Father. You know, the place of quietness and solitude, you know, where you get away, you know, and just be with him. Right? Remember in Mark it says the main role of the disciples, he says he called the 12 that they might, number one, be with him, and they might preach the gospel and cast out demons. You know, and so it's important for us because we can get so bogged down, you know, by what's urgent, you know, so bogged down by what we can see in our face, you know, see in front of us, our schedules and our meetings and, you know, and we can lose sight of the only way that I can accomplish this, this, and this, and that, those needs that are out there is I need to fill up. You know, I need to tap into a resource that's beyond myself. I need to touch God, you know, and God needs to touch me. You know, and so today, you know, our acts, you know, as we align ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what this whole Passion Week is really all about. You know, it's just joining him in his suffering, right? This Paul said, that I may know him, you know, in the fellowship of his suffering. You know, and so what we're doing is we're joining him in his passion. And so we're just trying to do a little bit of what Jesus did. You know, now obviously Friday, we're not going to nail you on the cross, right? And so that's going to be but we're going to do that in a different way. You know, but today, you know, take some time away. If you look in your calendar, you weren't expecting this, you know, give up your lunch, you know, or give up your dinner, right? Unless you have house church, right? Then you can't do that, right? Or you know what I mean? Or, you know, find some time where you can just get away and there's no one else around. You know, I know that's almost an impossibility here in Hong Kong, right? But get away someplace and just be. Just be with God, right? And you don't have to, you know, it doesn't have to be a huge prayer time, even though that could be that. It could be a time of worship. It could be a time of reading. It could just be a time of quietness, you know. And if you fall asleep, so what? So you fall asleep, right? Maybe you need some rest. You know what I mean? Don't get so bogged down, because even in that, you know, even when I tell people, especially Asian people, you know, that just, you know, like have quiet time and stuff, it's still work, you know, and stuff. And what I'm saying is, right, stop working, you know what I mean, and just be, right? We are human beings, not human doings. You know, just stop and just spend time with God, right? And, you know, honestly, for me, the best times is when I just be quiet, right? And it takes a long time to be quiet, you know what I mean? Because even though you don't speak or anything, your mind is, you know, wandering like crazy. It takes a little time to be quiet, but man, once you discipline yourself, or once you get to that place where there's a quietness, man, God speaks. You know, things just happen. The presence comes, and you know, and so get into a quiet place today. Spend time with him. You know, and it's this whole idea of this of this precious ointment. You know, today, the most precious thing that you can offer to the Lord is your time. You know, this woman offered basically 11 months of wages in one perfume. That is some expensive perfume, man. Right, and you know, even on the standards, you know, that we see here in this world, you know, or in our age, I mean, this is some costly stuff. And so, you know, offer up something today that's a little costly to you, you know, which most of you is probably your time, you know, and set aside that and just be with the Lord, you know, just, you know, as Christ needed to get away, you know, and have that time with God, I encourage you to get away and have that time with God and see if X, Y, and Z doesn't get done after that. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, God may really give you a lot of insight and strategy how to, you know, prepare for the rest of the day, you know, or these other tasks that you would have to do. You know, God will give you insight. You know, He wants you to succeed in your area. And you know, that comes when we just simply are with Him. Amen? Let's close our eyes today. This is a real easy one, right? Compared to yesterday's marathon. It was very important for the Lord to get away. How much more important should it be for us to get away? Maybe this morning right here is the best time for you. You know, that you can just be. Thank you, Jesus. Let me pray for you guys, and you guys can spend time with God and pray, or you can go to work or whatever you need to do. Lord, we just thank you, God, Lord, for your example. Lord, in the midst of all the busyness, God, in the midst of such an intense life and ministry, Lord, even though you didn't have much time on this earth, God, you escaped. You went away. You spent time with the Father. Lord, you received all that you needed to succeed, on all the resources from heaven that you received there, God, that would eventually lead you to the cross. Lord, in quietness and in rest, God, you found your mission. Lord, I pray, God, that you would lead us today in quietness and in rest, in peace. Lord, we just speak shalom, God, over our minds, over our hearts, over our attitudes, God, our mindsets. And Lord, and help us today, God, just to get away, Lord, to take a break from the world, from our responsibilities, Lord, and just to be with you. Help us today, God. And let us receive the resources, God, necessary to fight the good fight. So I pray that you'd bless, God, our church members, Lord. Lord, just really give them a time where they can get away today. We thank you, Lord. Watch over them. We bless you, God. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.